Triple M. Terry for breakfast.
This has been talked about quite a lot over the last few months. Al fresco consumption of alcohol without purchasing a meal. And there's been a bit of news over the last few weeks. The Alberty Hotel on York Street, not far from us, has received approval for a six-month trial for alcohol to be served without purchasing food in the al fresco area. And this will pave the way for other venues to follow suit. Now, the application will be now assessed, by the Department of Local Government, Sport and Cultural Industries after the councillors of City of Albany approved the trial at a recent council meeting. And having a chat now with one of the proprietors of the Albany Hotel, Neville Walton. A very good morning, Neville. This must be not just a win for your organisation, but for the wider community.
Absolutely, Terry. It's a good thing for Albany and the hospitality industry in general. Being able to sit outside with a cold beer or a nice glass of wine in the afternoon sunshine and being able to enjoy it. Without having to purchase a full meal, which was the case previously. And what it does also, I believe, is opens up opportunities for other licensed premises to pursue the same sort of licensing conditions. You know, the rest of the world enjoy sitting outside having a nice cold drink in the afternoon without bothering pedestrians and that sort of thing. So, you know, it's fantastic for Albany, especially when we get so many cruise ships coming through as well. People from all around the world can enjoy what they do everywhere else. And
just so people know, in the past when they were knocked back the opportunity to have a drink out on the front veranda without having a meal, I mean, you weren't trying to take advantage of them, trying to get them to purchase a meal, were you?
No, I wouldn't do that, Terry. I'd just explain the rules to them that they had to have a meal out there, which does seem a little bit archaic, of course, and that's been proven. I must say the City Council were very supportive of the application. The staff there and the councillors realised that, Albany needs to be with the rest of the world and promote this type of social activity outside without...
Where's Albany placed compared to other major centres around WA when it comes to this ruling?
There has been a few other rulings in the state, Fremantle areas, Bunbury areas, but it's not open slather. It is a horses for courses type situation. You do have to make application. You know, probably not going to work in every situation, but ours is a small alfresco area. We only have seating for 18 people. So it's ideally suited for that situation. And I must add that, look, it is a condition that you do have to be seated out there. It's not going to encourage a large crowd of 100 people standing up and lounging all over the wall and that sort of thing, drinking and being unsociable. So it is still a controlled environment, and we'll monitor that closely. But make sure people can enjoy it.
A bit of a breakthrough in the local hospitality industry. Six-month trial has been approved for alfresco consumption of alcohol without purchasing a meal. So good luck with everything, and hopefully this will expand to other areas in the community.
Absolutely, Terry. Thanks for that. Thanks for the opportunity to tell the audience. And, all the best with other licensed premises. I think it's a good thing for Albany.
And on the back of a record-breaking weekend for the Make Smoking History Albany show, more great news for the City of Albany. The amazing South Coast has done very well at the Perth Airport WA Tourism Awards over the weekend. The City of Albany has taken out a couple of awards, and joining us now, very proud City of Albany Mayor Dennis Wellington. Mayor, first of all, congratulations. What are the awards that the City took out?
The two awards were the Cultural Tourism for the National Anzac Centre and the Local Government Awards for Excellence in Tourism Marketing. So it... The one for the Local Government Award is the third time we've won that, the third year in a row, and that in turn enables us now to go into the Hall of Fame, which is what happens if you win three consecutive years. So we've done that. So we're very proud of that and very proud of the team at the office to of all the work they've done and putting together the Amazing South Coast theme, et cetera, and all the work they've done. And then the National Anzac Centre, I'm not sure how, but we got beaten by the bell tower in Perth. I'm not sure what the cultural tourism is. I wasn't too sure on that one. I was stunned that we could get beaten by the Bell Tower, but there you go. Some other people see it differently than we do. We're very proud of the National Anzac Centre, obviously, and very proud of the award as well, but I thought we would have beaten the Bell Tower. There you go.
National Anzac Centre, it's welcoming visitors of all ages. It's great to see our next generation learning more about the Anzac story. I mean, for example, on the weekend we had Remembrance Day and the Albany Show was full of people. Yep. When 11 o'clock came around, the whole place just came to a pause. It was incredible. Yeah. and very moving to see.
Yeah, that's right. It's something that, you know, it's Australia's greatest story, and Albany is pivotal in that because that's the last place they saw before they went off to war, and for a lot of them, the first place they saw when they came back. And as we know, only two-thirds of them came back, a third of them died over there. So it was an amazing event, and the reason that we can live the lifestyle that we live today because of the bravery of those people. So Australia's lifestyle, we can thank them for that, and we should commemorate them as much as we can. And next year, which will be the 100 years anniversary of the end of the First World War, there'll be a major commemoration, etc., in Albany to look after that. So it's something that we're very, very proud of in our position in that.
Sounds of Albany.
Jackpot today is at $1,920. Now, we do know that it's something that we found indoors. So what do you reckon this is? And where can you find it? 13, 27, 10. Taking your calls right now. Gary's with us. Gary, Sound of Albany for $1,920. What do you reckon it is?
Hello.
Gary, you there?
Yeah, yeah.
Have
yeah.
a go.
Is it hitting off a golf ball at Intwing in Stamford Road?
Hitting a golf ball at Intwing on Stamford Road, unfortunately. Not the one we're after, Gary.
Okay, thank you.
Thanks, Gary. Daryl is with us, 13, 27, 10. Daryl, $1,920. What would that do for you?
Yeah, I suppose I'd just share it around the family and, see what happens from there. Maybe go on a little bit of a holiday up to Perth or something. So.
You're a generous man, aren't you, Daryl?
Oh, no. Yeah.
Let's see if we can be generous, if you can identify our sound. $1,920. What do you reckon it is and where can you find it?
I reckon it could be either opening or shutting a microwave door and probably at the Radio West canteen there.
Hang on, what station's that?
Odd News. Sorry, mate.
I don't know that station.
No, we don't, do we?
No. Yeah, Triple M. Triple M. The new sound in town.
Yes, that's it. I'm going to get my bum kicked now. Sorry.
Oh, no, it's all good. No, nothing like a bit of nostalgia, mate. Good on you.
Yeah. Okay, thanks, mate. So I guess I'm wrong.
You are wrong. I'm sorry. Can't give you the money.
See you, mate.
$1,940 on the line tomorrow. It's your Sound of Albany here at 783 Triple M.